Okay, so we're here. Where are we, Rob?
We have managed to make it to Gatwick Airport in time for our flights. I've been here for ages, actually, Helen. How was your journey down? That's a real question.
Did you maybe get a message from me saying, I'm not actually sure if I'm going to make this flight?
Listeners, it's been a little bit stressful for our dear Helen here. She's been all around the houses on the trains trying to get there and just arrived with, I think, 7 minutes before the flight. 7 minutes before embarkment.
Maybe, something like that. So, okay, so we've got a flight.
That's where? Right. The beeping's good.
Yeah, where the heck? There's people here with, like, tier rucksacks and triathlon kind of stuff. Where are we off to, Rob?
Well, everyone's going to know this, aren't they, because they'll see the big headline, but we are getting on a plane to Malta to go and watch Super League. How good's that?
I'm having to pinch myself.
No, it's pretty exciting stuff, isn't it? I feel like we've made it, Helen. We've officially made it. 5 years in, we've officially made it. We're going to the Super League and we're going to watch the racing. And not only that, we've got our kit with us as well.
I know, I did pack. I managed to... I was having a bit of a... It was all a bit of a... Oh, what do I need to pack? My race suit was in, my oxygen addict race suit. I've got a cap. Obviously, I've got my recorder, as we're recording right now. So we're going to do loads of interviews. And basically, as it progresses, you're going to hear from loads and loads of athletes. And you're going to hear updates from us throughout the weekend.
That's right, yeah. And I just hope Van Saint-Louis has brought his A-game if he's got to race me. Or am I in a different race to him? Is that not how it works? I've got my Nike 4% with me. Bring it on.
Great. Well, we better go and get the plane. But we will be back with more stuff a bit later from Malta. Well, Rob and I made it absolutely fine from the flight into Valletta, the capital of Malta, and we're staying really close to the race venue, but today we've actually come up to the Urban Valley Hotel, which is where all of the athletes are staying ahead of the weekend of racing. And basically we've been here because they have just been doing the slot draw for the different semi-finals, which are going to be on Saturday, and then the top five from each of those semi-finals plus the five fastest are going to go through to Sunday's racing as well. So we were there for the draw, and then we managed to grab a whole load of interviews following that draw with some different athletes. So you're going to hear from the likes of Katie Severas coming up, we've got Christian Blumenfeld, we've got Henry Schumann, a load of other interviews, so enjoy. And then we will be back with more action from Super League Triathlon Malta. Sitting here in the sunshine, can't even believe that we're saying that, but we will be back with some more interviews and action across the weekend. So enjoy these interviews. And there you go, that's Aaron Royal just going past with a bike wheel. Have you heard a bit of an Aussie accent? Anyway, here are the interviews. Bye.
So, Cassandra, you are leading the women's race. Are you excited for tomorrow?
Yes, very exciting. And I love this format, so I'm very happy to be there.
Are you surprised to find yourself in the overall lead at this point?
Yes, I was surprised in Jersey. And I hope I will keep my pink jersey.
And who do you think is the biggest competition, biggest threat tomorrow?
Oh, I think all the girls will be strong, so I have to do my best, and we will see.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right, so day before the race, Katie, how are you feeling ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I had a nice little semi-block of training from Jersey to here. It was, got to go back with our group, a tiny, small training group, but it was really nice because at this point of the season, it's hard to keep going, and to have that extra support of training partners really helps.
And the weather and conditions here in Malta are a little bit different than you had in Jersey, aren't they?
Yeah, it's super nice here in Malta. The sun is shining, the wind is not so windy, and it's a tough course, and it's very different from what the challenges of Jersey are. This race has a lot of different challenges, so I'm looking forward to a whole different experience.
And what about this course particularly makes you think it'll suit your strengths?
The hill that we have to do quite a few times. I really like specifically running uphill, and also I think having done this race last year, that also helps makes me feel a bit more prepared coming into this race. I know for me, running down the hill last year, like with Kirsten and Summer, they were really pushing it and I was kind of following along. And so just to be aware that you have to go as hard down the hill as you would up the hill is something that I'm definitely taking into consideration.
Awesome. And finally, who do you think your biggest, or who do you anticipate your biggest competition is going to be this weekend?
Oh, it's always hard at this point, and also just with the race, like having not done it with the TT, the bike TT. Like, I think I'm strong on the bike, but who knows how it'll show on this type of course. But I think obviously Cassandra has made herself be known for who to look out for, not just in Jersey, but I mean Singapore and the races before that, but also Taylor Spivey is always super consistent. Summer Rappaport, she didn't race in Jersey, so she's rested. No, I'm just kidding. But I think that Summer is very strong across the board as well. So there's a lot of good athletes, and it's really hard to kind of decide who is going to be the main factor, because come race day, you never really know.
There seems to be like a real sense of fun and excitement amongst all you athletes in the briefing before this. It seems like it's somehow, I don't know, slightly less pressure but more fun and more enjoyable, and the nature of the racing just means like almost anything can happen. Is that something that you really enjoy?
Yeah, it's definitely something I enjoy, and at the same time it's something that challenges me. I'm coming into these races, you just have to be ready to embrace any challenges, any changes that happen, and but you also, like Super League specifically, you're going out into the community more, you're mixing it up with the culture and learning more about the different places than our typical races. So you may be doing a bit more than what we're typically used to before the races, but like yesterday there was an optional, like go on a boat ride to a swim location, and I did it because I wanted to enjoy the experience and see where I am and experience Malta. So, and then after that, we had a school visit. And those things, they take up energy, but they give you energy in a different way. So I think that's something that really makes Super League special and different. And there's the cost benefit to everything. So even though you're doing more, it's helping you in different ways.
And what are your impressions of Malta in general?
It's a beautiful place and has been so welcoming. I really enjoyed going to the schools yesterday. And for being such a small place, the triathlon community is quite large, and the amount of kids that are in the sport is just really cool, and I hope it just continues to grow. But we were doing a relay at the end, and each kid was taking a sprint around the little track, and one of the girls came up, and she was tired, and she's like, well, I tried my best and I like had fun. And I was like, well, that's really all you need to do. So it's things like that. When kids say that, you're like, yep, it's pretty much that simple.
And that's all you've got to remember over the weekend, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, try your best and have fun.
All right, Casey Ferris, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right, so we've got Taylor Spivey with us. Taylor, how are you feeling about your chances for this weekend?
Oh, I have mixed feelings about this race. It's the end of a season after a very long season, and a season full of mixed emotions. But it was a really fun race last year. It's a very tactical race, and I'm excited to see how I can finish the year.
Well, we were just saying before, it seems like there's a genuine sense of like fun and excitement as well as a seriousness to the racing here amongst all you athletes. Is that how you all view it? Because it seems like you're all having a real laugh as well as being competitive with each other during the draw.
Yeah, I think the Super League culture is a bit different than some of the other race series. It values, you know, the athlete, and it brings about a big sense of camaraderie between people from different countries, whereas usually at other races we're pretty separated. So they try to integrate a little bit of fun and activities around the races, and we get to know each other as friends more than athletes, and it's a really cool environment.
And what about the race in particular are you looking forward to from the different bits of the format? Obviously, you've got the short, fast swim in the little harbour, and then a very challenging bike and run course. What part of it have you got your eye on to kind of hurt the rest of your competition?
I think multi-course is very unforgiving. The swim is just very compact from the start, but the bike, I think, really burns your legs, especially as the races go on. You really start to feel it, and you just need to hang in there when it comes time to run up that hill.
I went out for a little jog on the course this morning, and I was thinking after one lap up the hill, I'm glad I'm not racing repeatedly up and down this. Do you know how many times you're going to have to do it this weekend? Have you worked that out in your head yet, or is that something we shouldn't be thinking about till afterwards?
I don't really think about the races that way. I just try to play them tactically smart. I know it's a lot of times up the hill, especially now that they've integrated the bike time trial into the race. I think that'll really make a lot of people suffer and you know, show some people's strength and show some people's weakness. But I think regardless, everyone will be hurting by the end of the day.
There was a little glint in your eye then when you said it'll make some people suffer on the bike. Are you thinking it's you're going to make some people suffer on the bike in particular?
I hope so. The hard bike courses are usually my strength, but it depends on the day. Sometimes you have the legs, sometimes you just don't. But it really showcases like the people that can push the pace at the front of the race, and no one can hide in the back of the race. So.
All right, well, brilliant. Thank you very much for your time, and I hope we can catch up with you after the race. Right, so we've got Gustav Iden here with us. Gustav, it's brilliant to meet you in the flesh. Firstly, congratulations on the 70.3 World Championships win. How in God's name are you going from winning the 70.3 World Championships to coming and racing over like 300 metres in the water and a mile on the bike? How are you looking forward to it?
It's a bit different story than an Ironman. But I feel for the half Ironman, I'm stepping up my game in terms of distance. And in Super League, I'm stepping down too much, so I'm not like a 70.3 specialist. So compared to a normal ITU race, this is not that much shorter in terms of total duration. I think Jersey was about 50 minutes and a sprint is the same. So in terms of distance, it's not that much of a distance difference, but the speed and the start is so much higher. And it's a crazy other dynamic of the race and tactics. So it's really hard to be here for the first time or in first time in Jersey and to learn everything. Hopefully I've learned some things to go into Malta I can do a bit better than I think 11 I got in Jersey. Yeah.
Was it a real change of pace for you, obviously coming from your training for the longer stuff and specialising in that for a little while towards the 70.3 World Championships? Was it a big challenge getting down to race the really, really short stuff at Jersey?
It was a challenge because after Nice I was really tired. I was borderline sick because I was so tired and I couldn't really train, and therefore it was like an involuntary season break. I was supposed to just have like some days off and then not really even have a season break this year, just go all the way through to Olympics. But it forced me to take some days off, and I couldn't really train and make myself ready to Jersey. And obviously now since Jersey I've been in Sierra Nevada in altitude, and I'm much better prepared now than in Jersey, so we'll see how it goes. I'm not like, this is not the main event of my year, and I'm feeling it actually quite sick. It's a bit hard mentally to prepare for another race when I won like maybe a bit surprisingly the world champs. So it's kind of hard to mobilize the energy to race Super League.
How has it been mentally adjusting to winning the world championships? Because all of a sudden, I mean, we knew you'd gone super, super fast when you raced out. And was it Bahrain you went really quick? And then really you were completely under my radar, I'll be honest, when you went into and then you were there on the bike, and all of a sudden it was like, wow, that is just, you had the most amazing run. And obviously you've always got a level of self-belief in yourself, and you raced like a, you know, like you had complete belief in yourself. But was it a surprise for you to find yourself at the front of that race?
Honestly, no. I actually believed in myself that I could to win. I didn't think I would do the victory this way by running down alley. I thought maybe he would struggle more in downhill actually in a bike, so I thought maybe out on a run that he was going to take it because he didn't look that tired. But when I saw him struggling to keep the pace up already at the 4 kilometers, I knew like this is going to be a fight to the end. I'm not going to give up the victory. I will definitely try to get this, but I think Ali chose a bit strange way to race, and I think he may he may have won if he chose a bit different tactics, but I raced really, really smart. And I think one of the most things that I'm proud of is the way I handled the race with it in terms of tactics and nutrition and everything. And so I'm really proud of myself and how smart I raced there.
And that sort of attitude of, I mean, you obviously really love competing. You remind me of Chris McCormack in that way. Like, you seem to really thrive on just getting in there and racing head to head with people. And that's really going to suit you for Super League. I can see the excitement in you to just get out and race people.
Yeah, it's the one thing I think I love most about Super League is it's still so fresh and so new. So you have to solve the tactical race differently each time. I feel like now the IT racing, it's becoming quite uniform, so everyone knows kind of how the tactics are going to play out. Obviously, we did something different in Bermuda last year, but that was like kind of like a shock for everyone. And now people have already realized you can do that, and then they try to stop the breakaway. But Super League is still so new that the tactical solutions is not found yet. So I think that's things that excite me the most, to find like the smartness in the race to win.
Have you got, I'm not going to ask you to share them, but have you got any tactics that you've been thinking about almost ahead of time to try and find a way to break the competition, or is it just a case of reacting actually during the race?
I think, sadly, I'm still not in good enough shape to really play the game here. So mostly it's going to be just to be in the race and try to make an okay situation out of it. But when I'm in good shape, I really love racing because you have so many opportunities. If you have a bit more extra power, you can really choose how to portion it out. So now I don't feel like I'm in good enough shape to really play on the triathlon. So we'll see how it goes. But I don't think I could do anything fun tactical things here. No, sadly.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. But thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Right, Christian Blumenfeld is here with me. I've just been saying just before we started recording, I feel really guilty because everyone who listens knows that you are Helen's favourite athlete with your style of racing and going for it all the time. And I promised her that she'd get to chat to you, and I can't find her.
Yeah, I think we should look after her, and it would be nice to meet her like in person. Like, I've been speaking to you over the podcast earlier, so it's good to meet you in person.
So are you excited for Super League tomorrow then? It seems like all you guys are just having a great time here ahead of the racing.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the race. Like, I felt ninth place in Jersey was very far off my own expectations, so I'm keen to come here and get like a good performance. And I think actually the course should suit me better than in Jersey. Like, I think the bike course there was just too technical. Like, we didn't have the bike course on Sunday, but still, I think this course should suit me better. Like, it's more a power-driven bike course than just a cornering. So, yeah, I'm excited.
It does seem like that this, if any course is set up for you and your style of racing, it does seem like this is it, because there's, for people who haven't seen this already, there's pretty much no flat. It's sharp corners, it's uphills, it's downhills, and it's going to, a course for someone like you who's going to rip the competition's legs off. You must be really excited.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen the course other than I watched through the whole last year's races yesterday when they were on the turbo for 2 hours. So I think it's a good course that you can just drag it, go all out like with 3 laps to go and kind of make it to a 10-minute all-out sprint instead of just waiting for the last 400 on the run. But with that having said, you never know with Super League, so much can happen. So you definitely need to stay up in the front and also be ready for the last round.
Obviously, this is coming at the end of a very long season for you. Is it hard to stay motivated for racing like this?
Not really for me, because I think I found the first 6 months to be more tough and mentally challenging with like underperforming basically since I cramped up in Dubai and then going into Abu Dhabi and not feeling great and just racing shit. So since Montreal, I think I finally start feeling great again or responding on the training. So then it's been more joyful to train and race. So that's why I decided that I wanted to sign up for the whole Super League season, because I wanted to race more. I finally felt the race ready and kind of the body is responding, and then I just want to take advantage of it. So I'm even doing, after this, I'm going back to Sierra Nevada for 3 weeks and then building up for Bahrain in December, and then just keeping it rolling as the body is responding well.
That's obviously very different demands on your body to race the sort of short, fast, furious, repeated format of Super League than it is for, you know, ITU or even stretching yourself to the 70.3 distance in terms of, you know, duration. It seems like there's very different mental aspects to racing the short distance that suits a fast and furious racer. And I'm really excited to watch your race tomorrow because I think it's really, really going to suit you over this format.
Yeah, it is a very challenging format because it's so short. And as maybe I've seen, like all the Norwegian, we are doing a lot of volume in the training and maybe more stronger the longer the race goes on. So, but also you still have to race for like 40 minutes. So you can, if you go all out, all the two rounds, then it's still going to be very tough and challenging. But I think, first of all, it's a good arena to improve our skills. Like you saw, everyone who raced Super League the full season last year, they really stepped up the game. So I just want to be a part of that and improve my skills as well.
And in terms of like the competition aspects, like racing in and against people and really getting head to head, you're going to get loads of opportunity for that this weekend, aren't you?
Oh yeah, it's so tight and just a few seconds here and there, and you're suddenly like in Jersey, I felt ready for the last run and I thought like I'm gonna get at least getting fourth, and then because I was just a few seconds late out of transition, I suddenly got eliminated and finishing ninth. So that's like five spots and a lot of prize money less. So yeah, and then just because Mario took his running shoes outside of transition and put them on there, so I was suddenly eliminated and. So just a few seconds here and there and you're out of the race. And that's the unique and also the brutal story about Super League. So it's very enjoyable when you're on the right side of the fence. But then it's awful when you are seeing the yellow flag and being eliminated. It's so humiliating. So hopefully I will not be eliminated again.
All right, man. Thank you very much for your time. We look forward to racing, watching your race tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much.
Cool, recording. Summer, how's it going? How are you feeling? We've had the draw. How are things?
Good. I'm really excited to be in Malta. I raced here last year and it was a great venue. A lot of spectators came out and it was a tough course. Both heats are pretty hard, so I don't feel like I have a preference for one heat over the other. I just got to battle through tomorrow and do my best to get through to the next day.
How different is it to like the World Triathlon Series?
It's pretty different. I really like the Super League formats. They're short and exciting, and I think it's just in some ways a more pure form of racing because you always have to be on your toes. You always have to be coming up with new strategies. You're always presented with situations you've never encountered before, and you have to respond. And, you know, sometimes you respond wrong, and then that costs you 20 seconds. But
and someone else just nips ahead.
Yeah. And with IT racing, sometimes it's like you just have a race plan and you're trying to execute it, and we race on the same courses a lot, and you kind of know what to expect, even though there's always a little bit of drama. But I feel like there's a lot more drama and a lot more excitement in this format, and I really appreciate that.
And am I right in saying you've qualified already for Tokyo, haven't you?
I have, so it's good to have that box ticked, and I can just focus on what I'm going to do to prepare for the games going into 2020.
And have you had a couple of weeks between like Lausanne and then coming out here? Or I mean, have you had any downtime? Or are you going to get some downtime after this?
I haven't had a whole lot of downtime yet. I got to go home for a couple of weeks after Lausanne, but I was still training. So I'm excited. This is my last race of the season, so I get a little bit of an off season, a little bit of a vacation. So it'll be good to just mentally reset and start to evaluate and plan how I'm going to build into next year.
And what does like an off season look like for you? What kind of stuff do you get up to when you're not swim, bike, running?
I like to do a week of absolutely no exercise just to give my body a full chance to reset. I'll try to do some fun activities with my husband and our dog. We'll go hiking. We're planning to go kayaking. And then this year, we're finally taking our honeymoon. We got married last November, so we're going to New Zealand in November.
Oh my God.
So we get a real vacation, and we actually get to go someplace and really see it and not worry about our jobs for once, so that'll be really nice.
Do you think that's like one of the most delayed honeymoons?
Probably, but it was kind of nice because we've had something to look forward to, like, the whole year. So after the kind of post-wedding crash when all of your hard work and people show up for 6 hours and it just flies by, disappears. Like, we've known that we had something good to look forward to the whole time. So that was good.
That is great. And you know that you said about a week of doing no exercise at all. By day 6, are you starting to go a little bit stir crazy? Like, I need to do something.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think it's important. I think if your body and mind aren't ready, fully ready, when you start back to even like unstructured exercise and definitely full training, then you're not ready to prepare for a full season of 25 to 30 hours of work per week, plus all the travel and competitions and pressures from yourself and the federation and so on.
Well, have a great weekend, and we will probably see you over the course of the next few days, so enjoy it.
Great, thank you.
So here is Henry Schumann.
Schumann.
Schumann, there we go, we've got to get it right. Henry, how's it going? How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you excited to be back in Malta?
Yeah, very excited to be back. I'm really disappointed I couldn't bring my fiance because I proposed to her last year here in Valletta. I'm excited to be back racing again. I've been really ill from Lausanne for like 4 weeks. I had 4 weeks off and I've only had 2 weeks of training. So, I mean, I think I've done enough. I think my coach and I worked close together and I think we've done enough to get me in some raceable shape. And I'm just excited to race again, to be honest.
What happened? Why were you ill? Why were you out for 4 weeks?
I had some sort of viral infection that was attacking my body and I had fever for about 2 weeks and there was a sudden spike in the temperature and I had like meningitis type symptoms and so I went into hospital. They kept me there for 4 days. We're running a whole bunch of tests. We didn't find anything actually, and what the bloods did show is that my liver was getting really inflamed and attacked, and the count of that was like quite ridiculous. So we're basing my recovery off that, and I was having routine blood tests every second day and then once a week. And once it came down after that 4 week period, I got the go ahead to start some training. So that was only about 3 weeks ago. So yeah, I think I've come a long way in 3 weeks. I had my first track set maybe just a week ago and it was pretty painful. So I'm just gonna have to use this race very tactical, very smart. I'm not gonna really be the aggressive Henry that I usually am, but I'm looking forward to maybe, you know, apply my mind more than my physical capabilities. So it will be interesting to see what I can do.
That must have been like really quite scary to go through all that.
No, yeah, definitely. There was one stage in the hospital where I thought, well, you know, like this is like almost life-threatening. So it's very scary. And you know, you just kind of think about all the positives. You know, I've got everything in my life right now that I want. I've got a fiance. I'm getting married in less than 2 months. And, you know, I've got a good life. I've got a house. I've got dogs that love me to bits. I've got a good family. So I was thinking about those things, being positive and getting me through those tough times. I mean, it's not always about sport at the end of the day. But there was a time where the first week when I was sick, I just wanted to get healthy and get back into shape. And it was like after 2 weeks, I kind of accepted that, okay, I might as well say goodbye to the season. And once I got healthy and I started moving again, you know, that love for sport and that love for competition just like overtook everything.
That innate feeling.
Yeah, exactly. And then it got me going, that motivation and that drive. So I guess that got me to the start line here in Malta.
And if you have to go head to head again with Vincent up that hill of Malta,
I'd probably play it a little bit different. He's really powerful. He's a strong athlete. He's in great shape this year. I don't know. I've got to be realistic. I'm not in the same shape as I was last year. So, I mean, if I'm in that position, I would be over the moon. And just to be having a duel with him again is amazing. So, but I'll definitely try my best to be in the mix. If I'm in that position, I'll probably be a little bit more tactical than just leave it for the last sprint. Because, yeah, he's showed that he can beat me in that sprint.
Away from Super League, you're obviously going to be getting married, and have you decided on your hair colour yet for the wedding?
So I've decided on the white. Me and Frenzel, my fiance, we decided on white, and I made it white now. You'll definitely spot me in the field on the weekend, so that's a good thing. And yeah, I've just been playing around with some hairstyles, making sure that I'm going to be on point in 2 months' time.
Love it. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you over the weekend.
All right, thank you.
Olivia Mathias, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So explain how did you get into the Super League side of things?
So I did the qualifying race in Poznan in Poland in like the middle of the season, and then I won like the golden ticket there, which meant that I could race for the rest of the championship series.
And what does that mean to you as like an under 23 athlete to actually be in the rest of the series?
I think for me it was just coming here and just gaining experience, having fun, just see what happens. Like there was no pressure, just sort of race and enjoy it.
Because you've had a brilliant season this year, haven't you? Just tell us a bit more about what you've done this season.
So I won my first world medal this year. Came second in the under 23s in Lausanne, which was pretty cool. And then throughout the season I did a few World Cups and got my best finishes in them, so it's been quite a good season.
Just a little bit. So is your goal Paris?
Yeah, probably. I think so. I think I've like Kate and people my age, that's probably the one that we're aiming for.
So that's the Paris Olympics, obviously. Next year's Tokyo, and then it's Paris after that. And have you been doing? You've been doing triathlon since you were really small, haven't you?
Yeah, since I was about 10.
Wow. And do you remember that first time? The first time you went along?
Yeah, I remember the first triathlon I did. I just did it on a mountain bike and wore a t-shirt and stuff. But yeah.
And then you've worked up through like the development squads and things.
Yeah. So I joined 4Life Tri, who I'm still like kind of with now, and then I joined the East Midlands Academy, and then went on to like ETS and then onto the performance squad. Yeah.
And what are you most excited about this weekend and looking forward to most about racing this weekend?
I think just getting in it and seeing what happens. Yeah.
And your boyfriend is Alex Yee, and he obviously raced, didn't he, in Jersey like the other year. Is he giving you any tips?
Yeah, it's just stuff like what to do with your helmet and what like how to put your bike in the racks and stuff. Because obviously, once we've used that helmet once, we usually just stick it in the box and leave it. But we have to use it another two or three times. So I was like, Alex, I don't know where to put everything. But yeah, he gave me some tips.
Well, enjoy this weekend, and we'll probably catch up at some point.
Thank you.
Olivia Mathias, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So explain how did you get into the Super League side of things?
So I did the qualifying race in Poznan in Poland in like the middle of the season, and then I won like the golden ticket there, which meant that I could race for the rest of the championship series.
And what does that mean to you as like an under 23 athlete to actually be in the rest of the series?
I think for me it was just coming here and just gaining experience, having fun, just see what happens. Like there was no pressure, just sort of race and enjoy it.
Because you've had a brilliant season this year, haven't you? Just tell us a bit more about what you've done this season.
So I won my first world medal this year. Came second in the under 23s in Lausanne, which was pretty cool. And then throughout the season I did a few World Cups and got my best finishes in them, so it's been quite a good season.
Just a little bit. So is your goal Paris?
Yeah, probably. I think so. I think I've like Kate and people my age, that's probably the one that we're aiming for.
So that's the Paris Olympics, obviously. Next year's Tokyo, and then it's Paris after that. And have you been doing? You've been doing triathlon since you were really small, haven't you?
Yeah, since I was about 10.
Wow. And do you remember that first time? The first time you went along?
Yeah, I remember the first triathlon I did. I just did it on a mountain bike and wore a t-shirt and stuff. But yeah.
And then you've worked up through like the development squads and things.
Yeah, so I joined 4Life Tri, who I'm still like kind of with now, And then I joined the East Midlands Academy, and then went on to like ETS and then onto the performance squad, yeah.
And what are you most excited about this weekend and looking forward to most about racing this weekend?
I think just getting in it and seeing what happens, yeah.
And your boyfriend is Alex Yee, and he obviously raced, didn't he, in Jersey like the other year. Has he given you any tips?
Yeah, it's just stuff like what to do with your helmet and what, like, where to, how to put your bike in the racks and stuff. Because obviously, once we've used that helmet once, we usually just stick it in the box and leave it. But we have to use it another two or three times. So I was like, Alex, I don't know where to put everything. But yeah, he gave me some tips.
Well, enjoy this weekend, and we'll probably catch up at some point.
Thank you.
So the last of our pre-race interviews with Olivia Mathias. Rob, how excited are you about just being here?
It's a really amazing place. It's actually, I'm really excited for it. And the thing that's really come across, and obviously I've just gone on about it in all my interviews, was the genuine sense of excitement amongst the athletes. They're having a real laugh with each other. They're obviously really seriously competing, and they want to smash each other to pieces in the racing, but they all have most of them have a real laugh with each other as well.
And that's what Sophie was saying, that it's a really good opportunity to actually get to know each other a bit better.
Yeah, it does look like they're having it, like they're all in summer camp. Triathlon summer camp is what it looks like a little bit. And what better place? Malta is just stunning, isn't it?
It surprised me. Just, you kind of walk out and you're thinking, wow, this is their everyday town, but it's got alleys everywhere and incredible hills, and then obviously, you know, a lot of money in the marina. Wow.
Yeah, it was very, it reminds me, it's sort of very Greek, the architecture in a way, or Italian, or some mix of that, isn't it?
And that is Malta to a T, isn't it?
Exactly. And obviously they do film Game of Thrones here, everybody says that. Malta's never been on my radar for a place to come, and I'm just blown away by how beautiful it is. It's stunning in terms of just like walking around and being breathtaken by the scenery and the castles and all of that stuff, but also the weather's great, and I want to come back here and train. It looks amazing.
You did a bit of training this morning. You ran up the hill. If anyone hasn't yet seen it, I think you did post a video on Twitter. So you can go onto the Oxygen Addict Triathlon podcast Twitter feed and see Rob enjoying the hill. Did you enjoy it?
It's as steep as it looks on video, that's it for sure. I had a bit winded by the top of that. Yeah, it was good. It was an early morning 6:30 get up, and I went for a run around the course, and I do not envy these athletes doing that repeatedly time after time after time. It's a significant up and down, and as well as being technical, you've obviously got the leg smashing aspect of the downhill running to think about as well.
Oh yeah, now Rob, we are actually also going to be putting a race suit on, but thankfully not a Super League Triathlon race suit, in that we're doing the age group race, so we can wear what we want.
Yeah, Smackdown, Rob against Helen. It's the old man against the fit young reporter. We all know how this is going to go. No, it's going to be good though, I think.
I think so, but that's on Sunday. But first of all, we get to actually see everyone else, don't we, racing tomorrow. So tomorrow being Saturday, semi-finals, can't wait.
Yeah, so loads of coverage. Look out for that. It's going to be live on the Facebook page. There's going to be all kinds of feeds all over the shop. So you literally can't miss, if you're on social media, where people can go and watch the racing. It looks like they've simplified the racing format somewhat this year as well. So Saturday is going to be semi-finals in the swim, bike, run, swim, bike, run format. And then Sunday's final, the qualifiers are going to start with a bike TT. And the winners of that then get a head start over everybody else for a final swim, bike, run, swim, bike, run.
And that's a five-minute difference only, isn't it? So 5 minutes after the time trial finishes, then the first of the swim, bike, run, well, the swim, bike, run begins, basically. So no rest for the wicked. So we will bring you loads more action across the weekend. So keep on looking out for it. And head to superleaguetriathlon.com as well for more information about the whole event.